Dr. Tony Wagner believes there are 7 skills that young people need to have in order for them to find and keep a good job in today's economy. But he thinks our schools are focusing too much on tests and academic performance and aren't doing enough to teach those skills. Let me give you an example. One of Wagner's 7 skills is the ability to work in an international team. This is because little teamwork is carried out in one building anymore. When most global companies have a problem, they create teams of people from all over the world to solve it. And these people meet online, in virtual meeting rooms. To succeed in this kind of environment, you need to be a good communicator and understand different cultures. Teams also need good leaders, who lead by influencing others, but Wagner and the business people he interviewed say that young people today are unprepared for teamwork and leadership. Because of this, Wagner thinks that people involved in teaching and learning must rethink the way that they educate people in schools so that these young people have the skills they need to achieve a successful career in the 21st century.
Money and financial activity are essential to our world. Technology and communication are now developing at such a fast pace, fortunes can be made and lost in minutes. Our world is also becoming a smaller place. Contacts between countries are growing. What happens in one place can have a profound effect around the world. That's especially true of money. You can hear it when you listen to programs on business and finance. They usually include reports on what's happening on the most important stock markets or stock exchanges. These are places where companies can raise money by selling a share of their business. Investors try to buy shares in companies with the best prospects. The more profitable the firm, the more the value of the shares will increase. Shareholders are effectively buying a piece of the company or equity. Markets are also affected by what's happening in the world of politics. Markets get nervous when political activity is unstable, unpredictable, or in some countries in a state of upheaval. When that happens, it affects not just one company or a group of companies, but the economy of a country or even an entire region. Take a country like the Philippines. The business community there lost confidence in President Joseph Estrada when he was charged with taking millions of dollars in bribes. It reinforced the growing doubts over his management of the economy. The Philippines is also still suffering from the effects of an economic crisis that swept across Asia in the late 1990s. Many countries are now recovering, but the Philippines' economy is still struggling.